It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, April 6th, 2018. On this date in 1722, Russian Emperor Peter the Great temporarily suspended the requirement that all of the men in his realm who had beards were required to pay a tax to the government if they wished to keep them. Peter the Great's beard tax was one of several measures he imposed to force his backward, still largely medieval Russian Empire to modernize and become more like Western Europe, which he considered to be far more culturally enlightened. Peter was not the first autocratic ruler to tax men's beards, however. In 1535, King Henry VIII of England, who wore a beard himself, introduced a tax on beards. It was a graduated tax, varying with the wearer's social position. His daughter, Elizabeth I, reintroduced the beard tax, forcing every man with more than 2 weeks' growth to pay up, although the requirement was poorly enforced, it seems. In 1698, Peter the Great instituted his tax to bring Russian society in line with Western European models. To enforce his ban on beards, the Tsar empowered police to shave forcibly and publicly those who refused to pay up. Resistance to going clean-shaven was widespread in Russia, many believing it was a requirement of the Eastern Orthodox religion for a man to wear a beard. The tax levied depended upon the status of the bearded man. Those associated with the imperial court, the military, and the government were charged 60 rubles annually. Wealthy merchants were charged 100, while other merchants and townsfolk were charged only 60. Muscovites were charged 30 rubles a year, and peasants were charged 2 half kopecks every time they entered the city. Apparently, a man was in less danger of being a bad influence if he kept his bearded face away from crowded city neighborhoods. Those who obeyed the Tsar's edict and paid the tax were required to carry a beard token. This was a copper or silver coin-like disc with a Russian eagle on the reverse, and on the obverse, the lower part of the face with a nose, a mouth, and whiskers. Several different versions were minted between the issuance of the decree and its final appearance under Catherine the Great in 1772. The common round version of the token was inscribed with the words "money taken" on the obverse or head's side and the date on the reverse. A rhomboid version issued in 1725 was smooth on the reverse with the phrase "beard tax taken" on the obverse, and "the beard is a superfluous burden" around the edge. Walter Hawkins, in the essay Russian Beard Tokens in the 1843-44 Numismatic Chronicle, states that the tokens are rare because of the Russian public's distaste for the tax. Most of the original ones were destroyed. At a recent auction in Germany, an example in very fine condition brought a tidy £1,000, about $1,300, to its lucky seller. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 6th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.